The Coniston Hotel and Country Estate on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
The Coniston Country Estate Hotel and Spa is more than just a hotel. Wonderful rooms, restaurants where you dine in style, a brand new spa with unique outdoor hot tub, and of course an amazing countryside vista. But that's not all. There are a host of activities for both leisure and corporate guests, as Andrew, my instructor from the 4x4 Centre, explained as he drove our group out onto the estate. He's a New Zealander who's found himself at home in the Yorkshire countryside, probably because of the similar number of sheep.
In the estate, there's 5 tenant farms, and then the businesses. We've got the falconry centre here, the barn you can see there in the distance. Beyond that, that wooden lean-to, it's an archery air rifle range and a golf shooting range. And then beyond that, the clay pigeon shooting range, which is the only Premier Plus site in the north of England. Then within the off-road driving, we've got 3 locations. Just in front of the hotel, you've seen the tracks in front of the hotel.
Yep.
Very much what we use as our beginner track to show people how to use the controls of a Defender or a pickup. We've got a range of different vehicles in the range. And then we've got Death Valley, we've just driven past, which is where I'm going to get you all to drive for 5 minutes each in there. And then we're up at the upper woods. We've also got a couple of training centres here as well. My background is Lantrim Border, British Off-Road Driving Association training. So I spend a lot of my time training the likes of utilities and military drivers and show them if you're working for a charity and delivering supplies in a four-wheel drive somewhere in the Middle East, for example, I teach those sorts of drivers how to drive off-road and recover themselves. And this is where we do a lot of our training in this area just here.
4x4 Centre allows you to fulfil that dream of taking to the fields, hills and even rivers in a beast of a machine. You can choose from a range of experiences.
So within our range, we've got 6 4x4s. It's an ever-growing fleet. We've got 3 Defenders, 2 110 Defenders, a 90 Defender. And we've started integrating pickups into the range. Now they've stopped making Defenders. The natural progression now is going to be a lot of utilities and off-road enthusiasts are going to move towards the pickups. So we've got an Isuzu D-Max, a Mitsubishi L200 that we get through local business, Midgley's in Skipton, supporting local businesses. And then we've also got a PHEV, an electric hybrid vehicle, and we use that for doing estate tours, showing people around the estate. We've got a 6 Kubota buggies, the rough terrain vehicles, and we use those. We've got a separate track we call the Enchanted Forest, although it sounds nice and Lord of the Rings, but it's a full-on off-road track, and we use the buggies on that. And the buggies, we also do a lot of the corporate entertainment on, things like blindfold driving. We do an activity called drive-by shooting, where we shoot tennis ball cannons out of the back into golfing nets, and we're sort of coming up with all sorts of different paint gun activities, where you can be on a Kubota shooting paint guns at bottles and all sorts of... We can pretty much tailor anything for those buggies.
Nothing quite so extreme for me, but it does sound like it's worth another visit. Our trip in a Land Rover Defender began with Andrew taking us through a range of obstacles, including...
what we call the ski jump. Now, this is arguably the steepest commercial descent in the country. We're going to be going down. We're going to be changing gear. And as we go down this, I'm not going to be using any of the brakes apart from the very top to hold us there, just so you can get a sense of how steep this is. It's 45 degrees. I'm going to come to a stop here now. Change it into first gear. Now, the problem with a blind crest like this is we can't see what's over the top of us. So I'm just going to hold it here now. We're just going to inch our way forward on the brakes so you get a sense of how steep it is.
We're down.
Oh my God.
No, God won't help you now.
We might have laughed, but there were certainly some nerves as Andrew perched the Defender like it was at the top of a roller coaster. He did, however, take a moment as we dangled perilously over the edge to explain how a 4x4 works.
When we're driving off-road, we don't use revs. It's all about torque as opposed to revs. You want the slowest amount of revs possible so you don't get wheel spin. As soon as your wheels are spinning, you've got no traction.
Then came the time for the descent, which he made even more daunting by reminding us just how much weight was about to go over the edge. And at this time, I weighed about a stone more than I do now.
At the moment, we've got 6 people in this vehicle. As we go down, there's a lot of weight that's going to be pushing the vehicle down. So the wheels are going to be spinning slower than the speed the vehicle wants to go down. Kinetic energy is going to slide us. The best thing we can do that is go down a hill and accelerate. What we're doing then is speeding up the wheels to match the speed we're sliding. So right now, I'm going to release the clutch and release the brake. And I'm not going to do any braking. The only thing I'm going to do is some acceleration.
Can I scream?
Yep. Go.
You made that look really easy.
Oh, it's the first time I've done it. I wouldn't do it again.
So now came my go. Time to take the beast for a spin around Death Valley. It's a dangerous pastime, but Andrew made sure we were safe at all times with advice like this.
If you get caught in a rut, you get pretty easily disorientated where the wheels are, and you can be going through a big rut with the wheels just on that sort of angle going forward. And if you let go of the steering wheel automatically wants to correct it, and if your thumbs are inside, they can and the wheel spins around quickly, it can break your thumb. It's the most common injury off-roader, because the steering wheel, if you hit a rock and the wheels spin around, the most common injury are broken and sprained thumbs.
Here we go then, here's what happened when I took to the driver's seat. Stand by! Although, given how relaxed the people at the back seem to be, it must have been all right.
Okay, Tom, foot straight in the brake for me, mate.
Stop all the money out of it.
Okay, so we're in gear, Tom. I'm going to disengage the handbrake.
Yeah, okay.
So, on the clutch, ignition on, whilst remaining, keeping your foot on the brake there. Okay, so now what we're going to be going through those two posts, but you kind of need to take quite a wide turn, so you're heading over it straight, so a bit of a chicane, rather than head on a straight line over. Bring it hard round to the right and then straighten up over there. So prove the gear for me, so release until you get to that biting point, now release the brake, both feet flat on the floor. Excellent.
We've got staff.
Yep, so go hard right now. So you're literally riding this muddy right here, straight ahead now.
And we were off. I have to admit, it was much easier to take the Land Rover through rivers, up steep hills, with two wheels on a 30-degree slope than I thought. It just seems to do it all itself.
And it is an unnatural thing to trust a vehicle like this.
Watching the other vehicle doing the course with us, I could see that my wheels must have been pretty far off the ground, that I'd scaled some unbelievably steep slopes, and it was really quite the rush. But Andrew, how did I do?
Excellent driving there, mate. Very impressed. So leave it in gear, ignition off. Release the clutch for me. Now release the brake. Roll onto the end. Perfect. Well done.
Well done.
Excellent driving.
Oh, stop it. But to be honest, it was all down to the guidance and expertise of Andrew, something that's shared by all the team at the Coniston's 4x4 Centre. You really should give it a go. And then you can top it off with an afternoon tea in the Huntsman's Lodge from just £16.50 per person. That is a proper Yorkshire day out. Have a look for yourself on the website, theconistonhotel.com.
The Coniston Hotel and Country Estate on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.